joined by Derek Walzer after the 4-0 victory over the Fife Flyers at the SSA Arena. Derek, you must be very happy with that performance this evening.
Yeah, we had a real good first. We got a couple power play goals, and you know it's going to come. And you know, we've gone into the last couple of weeks just thinking, you know, how are we going to get the power play going? It's keeping it simple. Just try to outwork the PKers, and right now we're getting some success. Through the second period, Murph came through. He made some big saves, kept it 2-0. In the third period, I thought, again, we did a much better job keeping it to the outside, keeping it safe and protecting the goal lead. And then you saw the boys, the talent the guys got. You give them time and space, they're going to make some pretty plays.
You did touch on it there about the power play goals. You had two power play goals this evening. And, you know, that's been a real good addition to the score sheet after a dry spell over the last few games.
Yeah, sometimes it comes down to those special teams. You know, even if you give up, if you get a power play, you know you can get to one on your power play and play even 5-on-5. You know, it's one of those things, you look at your boxes every game. You know, you try to win shots, hits, all that. But special teams, it's huge. Special teams face-off, a lot too many people really look at it. You can have a great game, but if you're not good in the face-off, you're chasing the puck. And you know, all of a sudden you lost 4-2 and you gave up two power play goals and then scoring in the air, you lose the games. Way too easy to lose games, and it gives the guys confidence. We got those right away, and you saw that the guys get some energy from it. And when you don't score, you sort of lose your mojo a little bit. You get a little discouraged, and that's what happened tonight. We scored, and the guys get going. We get another power, we scored again, and then boom, we just started playing well.
And obviously, you know, keeping the Fife Flyers out, they've been playing very, very well recently, keeping them off the score sheet, all led by Stephen Murphy.
Yeah, well, you know, we know right now, you look at the league, the goalies that are in the league there, if you don't get in front, you don't get traffic, get shots through, and, you know, you're not going to score on these guys. And the same for Murph. Murph sees the puck, he's going to stop it. That's how good he is, and he's been rock solid this year, and we're going to have to lean on him a little bit until we get Whistle back. And, you know, right now, it's the best I've seen Murph. Since I've been here, it's the best time. I think he's rested, he's fresh, not all the pressure in the world's on him, and he's playing steady. And that's all we can ask for.
Cardiff Devils coming in tomorrow evening. Obviously, you're going to have Stephen Murphy in net again tomorrow night, and you're up against the league leaders.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, I just want us to compete. I don't think we've played our best hockey yet against them. I just want us to go out there and compete and leave it all out there. If we go out there and leave it all out there and we played our best game and it's a tight one, and that's all I want. I just want to see us, how we match up when we play our A game, and that's one thing we got to do tomorrow is just bring it, and we'll see, leave it all out there, and we'll see what happens.
Squad selection, anything to do? Alex Foster, is he okay for tomorrow night, or have you got a decision to make after the victory this evening?
Yeah, Fozzie's going to play tomorrow. It's the best he's felt all year. I thought about playing him tonight, but I wanted to make sure he was 100% for tomorrow's game. And if we get a Foster that's 100% here over the next week or so, he's just going to help our lineup. He's going to bring something different to the table that we need.
Coach, thanks very much indeed. Congratulations tonight and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.